But as for that mark, I'm not sure about it. I don't believe it was made by a nail after all. It's too big, too round for that. I might get up, but if I got up and looked at it, 10 to 1 I shouldn't be able to say for certain. Because once a thing's done, no one ever knows how it happened. Oh, dear me, the mystery of life, the inaccuracy of thought, the ignorance of humanity. To show how very little control of our possessions we have, what an accidental affair this living is after all our civilization, just let me count over a few of the things lost in one lifetime, beginning, for that seems always the most mysterious of all losses, what cat would gnaw, what rat would nibble, 3 pale blue canisters of bookbinding tools. Then there were the 3 birdcages, the iron hoops, the steel skates, the Queen Anne coal scuttle, the bagatelle board, the hand organ, all gone. And jewels, too, opals and emeralds. They lie about the root of turnips. What a scraping pairing affair it is, to be sure. The wonder is that I've any clothes on my back, that I sit surrounded by solid furniture at this moment. Why, if one wants to compare life to anything, one must liken it to being blown through the tube at 50 miles an hour, landing at the other end without a single hairpin in one's hair, shot out at the feet of God entirely naked, tumbling head over heels in the asphodel meadows like brown paper parcels pitched down a chute in the post office, with one's hair flying back like the tail of a racehorse. Yes, that seems to express the rapidity of life, the perpetual waste and repair. All so casual, all so haphazard. But afterlife, the slow pulling down of thick green stalks so that the cup of the flower, as it turns over, deluges one with purple and red light. Why, after all, should one not be born there as one is born here? Helpless, speechless, unable to focus one's eyesight, groping at the roots of the grass, at the toes of the giants.